San Francisco Police Chief Earl Sanders says he will take a medical leave, and six of his subordinates are temporarily stepping aside so they can defend themselves against allegations of obstructing justice. The charges came out last week when Chief Sanders and his top brass were indicted for allegedly orchestrating a cover-up of a street brawl involving three off-duty officers. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The news that Chief Sanders is leaving left many San Franciscans scratching their heads and wondering what will happen next. Yesterday began with District Attorney Terrence Hallinan announcing that Sanders and nine other officers will be arraigned today. Last week, a grand jury indicted the top brass for allegedly impeding an investigation of a street altercation last November. In that incident, two men say they were attacked by three intoxicated off-duty police officers. One of the alleged attackers was rookie officer Alex Fagan Jr., son of San Francisco's Assistant Chief of Police Alex Fagan Sr. District Attorney Terrence Hallinan says the initial police investigation of the incident was lax.
This started as a simple assault by some police officers who apparently had had too much to drink, and then it just, because of the failure to properly investigate this case, it began to expand and eventually went to a grand jury. And in that sense, it has much in common with, what was it, a second-rate burglary? Isn't that what they call Watergate when it started?
But by charging the police department's top command with a cover-up, Hallinan, who has never been popular within police circles, opened himself up to charges that he is playing politics. Hallinan is up for re-election this fall, and he is said to have his eye on the mayor's office, too. The current mayor, Willie Brown, has staunchly defended the police, especially Chief Sanders, whom Brown appointed just a few months ago. Yet Mayor Brown had surprisingly little to say on Monday. Instead, sharply divided opinions about the scandal were aired at a police commission hearing. Richard Carnes is a retired police officer.
We have the first African-American chief. We have first African-American deputy chief in investigations trying to do a job. We have an outstanding command staff. And yet, they're attacked at every corner.
Having heard such attacks on his office all weekend, District Attorney Hallinan lashed out at what he called rash statements and political posturing.
We will represent you with the dignity and toughness. I will do the job I am sworn to do, and that the people of the city and county of San Francisco elected me to do, because no one in San Francisco is above the law.
In a big city with more than its share of small-town feuds, the indictments have divided city leaders, rank-and-file cops, and the general public. Former Police Chief Tony Ribera says the anxiety level in the city is palpable.
I think it's one of the saddest and most confusing situations we've had in the history of the department. It's been 4 days of hell for all of us that have been affiliated with the department and for the people of San Francisco. It's just been a very, very difficult time.
The three officers involved in the original street brawl will be arraigned today on charges of assault and battery. Meanwhile, the mayor is expected to appoint Heather Fong as the acting chief. She's the first woman to hold that title. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.